Town of Moreau Regular Town Board Meeting, June 14th, 2022, at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay, we're going to get started this evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to a Moreau Town Board Meeting, a regular Town Board Meeting for June 14th, 2022, and ask that the Deputy Clerk please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue? And Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. So a quorum is present. If everyone please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
and justice for all. Agenda item one is approval of minutes, and I recommend that you table them because I think they just came out today, and I'm sure that my colleagues have not had an opportunity to review them. So that'll take us to local law number 2 of 2022, which is the sewer ordinance. And while we're going to be discussing and potentially adopting two local laws this evening, I really prefer to do that when we have a full board present. However, due to the time sensitivity, we have a moratorium in place that will expire before our next town board meeting. I think it's prudent that we take up discussions on both of these local laws. So the first one is local law number 2, as indicated, the sewer ordinance. And I'll ask council to just give us a brief overview of what that ordinance does before we have a discussion.
Sure. Local law 2 of 2022 repeals the current sewer use law, chapter 115, and replaces it in its entirety. The current sewer law was enacted around 1998 in the town, at a time of the town had municipal, minimal municipal sewer users. Since then, the town has expanded sewer infrastructure and including multi-million dollar sewer project, bringing the sewer along the main commercial corridor of the town in certain areas that necessarily require public sewer for environmental reasons. To that end, the court determined it's necessary to update in its totality the sewer code.
Thank you, Councillor. And just for the record, we do have documents that we need to make some editing changes. And the first is the proposed resolution for adoption of Local Law 2. If you look down the second paragraph from the bottom, the second last whereas, it says the board has worked significantly with the engineer for the village. That should be the town. And on the town road most of adoption, I see the title on that. It says Local Law 2 of 2022 should be repealing and replacing Chapter 115 Sewers of the Code of the Town of Moreau. And I think those are the only administrative changes to the documents before the board. So we have been working on this, as I indicated. The town board implemented a moratorium nearly 6 months ago in relation to sewer and large-scale developments in the town of Moreau. The town had committed to working diligently to put together a framework for potential adoption prior to the sunset of the moratorium or the extension of a moratorium. The board felt very strongly that we didn't want to do an extension, so we've actually worked on these two local laws, Local Law 2 and Local Law 3 for 2022, to that end, which we've had the public hearings on it, and it's brought us to this point this evening. So I'm just looking for direction from the board. If the board would like to continue to move forward on adoption of Local Law Number 2. If so, we do have some administrative work we have to do as part of that process. And council will lead us in that. So at this time, the board's feeling that you'd like to move forward with adoption of Local Law Number 2.
I think we've been working at this long enough, and I certainly would like to continue the process this evening.
I want to add some discussion on a few of the items. We've got some clarification on the majority of them. A few of the ones that have been brought up by developers in the town. We have an estimated live date if we did implement this sewer law.
So all local laws, upon ratification by the local governing body, which is the town board here in the town of Monroe, become full force and effect upon filing with the Department of State. So it is anticipated that these will be filed with the Department of State tomorrow.
Yes.
So they will be in effect either tomorrow or the next day, whenever they're going to be seated.
Correct. And then as far as we'll be able to provide to everybody the estimate from the sewer, we'll be able to find, obviously we know what our capital project is, but if developments in front of our planning board or plans for our board, do we have an estimate date that if we push this through, that we have a live date where we're still in good? I guess we're looking to have the sewer still going live with the estimated date.
Yeah, so by contract, the sewer district extension that we're working on, Route 9, we've actually got the force main installed. By contract, we're required to have it up and completed by December 31st of this year.
Okay.
Everything's on track.
And then, lastly, I was trying to read through this, trying to get some clarification. With the half a mile requirements that we have set up in I'd like to clarify a few things in the 115-74. I believe I spoke with supervisor's office on this. It says the developments will generate over 2,000 gallons per day or more. I believe that's supposed to read 1,000 gallons per day or more.
That is correct.
So,
and that, which mirrors the proposed Local Law 3, and that was effective. Yes.
Okay. And I know we have school official get on for that. And then the half a mile requirement, the houses that would now have sewer going in front of them that would be proposed by the developers, would they be required to be in the sewer district now that they have sewer in front of their property that was installed by a developer, or are they going to be grandfathered and exempt because it was installed to get to the access to the new development?
So you're referring to existing homes as they are now have a force main in front of them?
I'd be looking at the future developer having land and we're requiring them to connect within half a mile. The houses that have now let's say 32 in the proposed projects this room. The houses that are on 32 now that would now have sewer in front of them, would they be forced into the sewer district or would they be exempt because it wasn't, I guess that's my clarification, is something now it's in, now they're in the district. Are they required to hook up? Are they required to pay the fees?
So the new construction, my understanding of talking to council, special counsel and our engineers, It would be the new construction, which would obviously be in the district. Existing homes that are already constructed would not be in the district.
And would that be something we could add in a resolution later to have that in writing that these homes wouldn't be?
So I have for, I think, some of the supervisor items. We've received a number of requests for individuals who were originally didn't want to be in our existing sewer district and now want to be. We have requests from individuals where the force main goes in front of their property but not in the sewer district that now want to be included. And so that will require, and I have a recommendation for the board to, we're not going to act on it tonight, but a recommendation from town engineer on that, on how best to accommodate individuals that would like to go on sewer. Obviously, there's a mechanism in local law that allows, state law, that allows you to petition the board to be in a sewer district. I think there's two different ways you can create a sewer district. So there are mechanisms in place, but in an effort to accommodate our residents that want to get into a sewer district without having to go through the owner's process of getting in there, the town board can adopt policy for outside users.
I think I'm just trying to go over some of the questions that were brought up. The other one, the last question I wasn't able to get in here that was brought before our board was how the usage is calculated to the resident and would there be any concern with irrigation and if we're going to be, you know, putting this off of you know, water usage. I just want to make sure that we take a deep look at that when it comes down to the billing, which is going to be set by the town board, you know, if it's possible, if it does go forward tonight, that we just look at that for discussion tonight. I know it's something that any of us have taken lately and a lot of man hours into this, so.
You're referring to, I don't know who brought it up, someone from the public, that there was a like almost 2 meters and then irrigation was on a different meter. And not included in the overall water use that then led into the sewer rate. Is that okay? That's my fair time to think about. Mm-hmm.
Well,
well,
And for just a for the benefit of the public, and just a reminder to my colleagues on the board, as we went through this process, we looked at the threshold of 10 equivalent dwelling units for the ordinances to kick in, and that was with the 1,000 gallon per day threshold. Now, the reason that the town selected that particular threshold is because that's the state's threshold for requiring a speedies permit, and we're trying to be aligned with, and we will be aligned with state regulations on that. And then for under state DOH regulations, the real estate subdivision threshold is currently at 5 lots. Towns can adjust that limit. And we actually were more lenient and we set 10 lots in our proposed local law. So, you know, we're basically double the DOH requirements. So, you know, I think that you know, this not only benefits our residents, it benefits the developers, and benefits the community, you know, on a grand scale.
Yeah.
So we're going to move forward with Local Law 2 and with the typo change in there at 1,000 gallons per day. I think 2,000 is listed in this.
We need to run through the table. The short environmental assessment form part 2. I'm going to run through the questions and the board has to answer. Will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation?
No.
proposed action result in a change in use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Will a proposed action impair character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the establishment of a critical environmental area? Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walking?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public-private water supplies?
No.
Public-private wastewater treatment facilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, e.g. wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, and fauna?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
As the board determined, based on the supporting documentation, the proposed action will not result in any significant adverse environmental impacts. Yes.
Great.
Based on your answer to those questions. Okay. So then, if the supervisor can make a motion that the adoption of Local Law 2022 will present no significant environmental impact. And this board hereby issues a negative declaration.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Actually, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? With one absent. Okay. Motion carried. Would it be appropriate at this time to read the narrative?
It would be, Mr. Supervisor.
So as part of adoption of our local law, I would ask that the following narrative be contained in the record of tonight's action. And it reads as follows. The town board of the town of Monroe as lead agency has taken a hard look at the environmental impact which may occur as a result of the adoption of Local Law 2 of 2022 and has determined that the adoption will result in no significant environmental impact. Local Law 2 of 2022 repeals the current sewer use law, Chapter 115, and replaces it in its entirety. Quality of the town's groundwater equality is fundamental to the quality of life in the town. It is the intent of the town of Monroe to provide sewer works which are of the highest quality using the highest possible construction methods, operation, and maintenance, and materials for construction in order to protect its groundwater resources. Current sewer use law was enacted in or around 1998 at the time the town had minimal municipal sewer users. At that time, the majority of the town's wastewater was controlled to the use of the private septic systems. Since then, the town significantly expanded its sewer infrastructure, including a multi-million dollar project, bringing sewer along the main commercial corridor of the town into certain areas that are necessarily require public sewer for environmental reasons, including the significant protection of groundwater. To that end, the town board determined it necessary to update in its totality the sewer code. In drafting the updated sewer code, the town board took a hard look and detailed look at the potential impacts of updating the sewer code on public health and facilities. In doing so, it engaged and worked in tandem with engineering firm the Burge Group, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and the New York State Department of Health, as well as retaining special counsel to focus on the legal impacts and language regarding the new sewer law. Using the resources of these professionals, the town board carefully crafted the language of the new sewer law to make certain it had little environmental impact. The town board engaged the public in two separate public hearings containing verbal and written comments by members of the public, as well as the city of Glens Falls, the municipal entity with which the town contracts for treatment of its waste water. Using these resources, the town board carefully analyzed the environmental impacts on the adoption of the sewer law. With the enactment of this law, the town shall continually consider and assess all the immediate and future impacts on the well-being of our town of all actions taken with regard to expanding, upgrading, and permitting sewer works. To that end, in reviewing the environmental impacts of the new sewer law, the town shall require approval of any new sewer works to include, in addition to any and all other regulatory requirements, an acceptable engineering assessment of how that system could be integrated into the future townwide system. The town's intent with the enactment of this law is to make certain that all new sewer works are constructed in such a way and with such materials that they meet all applicable standards identified in the town code, as well as any and all applicable regulations issued by Saratoga County Sewer District Number 1 in the city of Glens Falls. This uniformity and standard compliance will act towards maintaining and continuing to protect the groundwater in the town for its residents. Based on this extensive environmental review, the town carefully reviewed each and every question in Part 2, finding that the adoption of the sewer law will have no or small impact. To the contrary, the adoption of the sewer law is beneficial to the public health and environment, and as a result, the town has determined that the adoption of Local Law 2 of 2022 shall result in no significant environmental impact. Was that the a motion to be ended in the record? Or?
No, that's in the record. You read it in the record. Okay.
All right. So that will take us to the resolution of adoption of Local Law this time, Councilor?
Yes.
And I believe that the town, Deputy Town Clerk, has a copy of that. And do you have a change that we outlined at the beginning? Second last, whereas it says the engineer for the town.
Yes.
Instead of the village.
Yes.
Okay. So, your turn.
Okay. Whereas the town board of the town of Moreau is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2022, which, if adopted as proposed, repeals and replaces in its entirety Chapter 115, Sewers, and whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2022 is in the best interest of the town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners, and whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 2 of 2022 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board, and whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law, and whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law 2 of 2022 is properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on May 24, 2022 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the board has considered the public comments provided before and those made at the public hearing, including verbal and written comments, and whereas the board has worked significantly with the engineer for the town, LaBerge Group, and municipal agencies to make certain that the law, as written, takes into account the amount of capacity for treatment available now and for future development, and whereas the board has reviewed the language of the law with a specific interest in maintaining the constitutionality of the law, specifically reviewing any current proposed projects or projects in the planning process which have not yet received municipal approval to move forward, to make certain that no portion of the law acts as an unconstitutional taking of any rights of any property owners within the town. And whereas the board reviewed the language in the 2019 comprehensive plan, which calls for supportive infrastructure, such as municipal sewer, and whereas the board serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEQRA reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts, and whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 2 of 2022, And whereas special counsel to the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself, now therefore be it resolved that the board hereby adopts local law number 2 of 2022, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for the reasons set forth in Part 3 narrative attached hereto and made a part hereof. And be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and special counsel to the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law to make all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you. And we took a copy of the notice to adopt and also read in the record.
You sure you got it, Robert?
You got that as well?
Notice is hereby given by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe that a public hearing was held on May 24, 2022 and closed on May 24, 2022. And on June 14th, the Town Board adopted Local Law Number 2 of 2022, which repeals and replaces in its entirety Chapter 115, Sewers of the Code of the Town of Monroe. A copy of Local Law Number 2 of 2022 can be obtained at the Town Municipal Complex and on the Town's website.
All right, so with that, would someone like to move the resolution adopting Local Law 2 of 2022?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to say I'm going to move forward with this. It's not really just for today, it's for all of the developments down the road as well. It's going to be in and near the proximity of this. And it's going to be beneficial for the town hall.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries 4 with 1 absent. Anything else on Local Law number 2 at this time? Councilor?
No.
Okay. And as I indicated, that will be filed with the department store tomorrow. I think it will be hand delivered.
Sorry?
It will be hand delivered to the department state on the station.
I believe so.
So with that, this is agenda item number 3, the Local Law 3 of 2022, which is the zoning amendments. And a similar procedure.
Yes.
And this time, Councilor, you want to walk us through the EDA?
Sure. Local Law 3 of 2022 amends the town zoning code, including bulk area and use schedules, clarifies procedures for site plan and subdivision applications. The purpose of the revision and the addition to the law is to bring the code up to the realities of the town in 2022. Specifically, it is the intent of town to protect the public health, safety, welfare of its residents while balancing the property rights of all owners to protect the environment. The amendments to the code require applicant of a large development to petition the town board to create both the sanitary sewer district and a water district extension. That's fundamentally what the law requires.
Okay, thank you. And so we'll have to go through a short EAF on that.
Correct.
And would you like to
Part 2 of the secret form Will the proposed action create material conflict with adopted land use plan or zoning regulation?
No.
Will the proposed action result in a change in use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walking?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing A, public private water supplies?
No.
Public private wastewater treatment facilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, e.g., wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, and fauna?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Based on the board's answer to those questions, I believe the board has determined that the information and analysis above shows that any supporting documentation for proposed action will not result in any significant adverse environmental impacts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion to that effect, Mr. Supervisor?
Yes.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries for the one maps. And at this time, I'll ask the deputy clerk to please read the notice of adoption of Local Law 3 of 2022, amending the zoning code of the town of Monroe.
The notice of adoption, not the resolution.
Pardon?
The notice of adoption.
Yes.
Okay.
Not the resolution.
Okay. Notice is hereby given by the town board of the town of Monroe that a public hearing was held on April 26, 2022 and closed on May 24, 2022. And on June 14, 2022, the town board adopted Local Law Number 3 of 2022, which amends the zoning code of the town of Monroe, including the bulk, area, and use schedules, to clarify procedures related to site plan and subdivision applications and approvals. A copy of Local Law Number 3 of 2022 can be obtained at the town municipal complex and on the town's website.
Thank you. And I believe you also have a copy of the resolution for adoption of Local Law 3 of 2022 amending the zoning code of the town of Monroe, including bulk area use schedules and to clarify procedures related to site plan and subdivision applications and approvals.
Yes.
And would you please
read that? Sorry, I'm going to read the narrative for the record.
Oh, I can do that before we get into that. Sure.
Before we begin, yeah.
All right. So before I ask for a motion on that, I would like to have included in the record the narrative in relation to Local Law 3 of 2022. And this is part of the narrative. The town board of the town of Monroe as lead agency has taken a hard look at the environmental impacts which may occur as a result of the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2022 and has determined that the adoption will result in no significant environmental impact. Local Law 3 of 2022 amends the Town of Monroe Zoning Code, including bulk, area, and use schedules, and clarifies procedures for site plan and subdivision applications. Purpose of the revisions and additions to the law is to bring the code up to the realities for the town in 2022. Specifically, the amendments underscore the importance of three areas. Number one, sewer infrastructure and the quality of the town's groundwater in relation to the quality of life within the town, taking into account the effect of density and increased residential development. Number two, water, taking into account the benefits of municipal water in areas where existing water mains exist in close proximity to large subdivisions. And three, updating and clarifying the procedures for the applicants to obtain site plan and subdivision approval to make certain that the proper standards, studies, and permits are obtained prior to approvals. It is the intent of the Town of Monroe to protect the public health, safety, and welfare of its residents while balancing property rights of all owners and protecting the environment. The amendments to the code require the applicant of large development to petition the town board to create both a sanitary sewer district and a water district extension. The town has historically been inundated with septic systems, and recently a number of them have failed or are in danger of failing, which poses an environmental hazard to the town's groundwater supplies. It has been argued that in certain areas of the town, the soils are ideal for the use of septic system, and as such, to require creation of sewer district extension would be a financial detriment to the applicant of these large subdivisions. However, the town board, in connection with the advice from the engineering firm LaBerge Group, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and the New York State Department of Health and Saratoga County Planning Board, as well as input from the town zoning administrator, reviewed the environmental impacts of the proposed requirement to connect to municipal sewer and has determined that the amendments are necessary to meet the needs of the town. Similarly, the town board has reviewed the necessity for connection to municipal water, not only through these amendments, but when seen in conjunction with the recent consolidation of the town's water districts and adoption of the new water law. All these actions by the town have been done as both a reaction and a proactive measure to the substantial increase in both commercial and residential development within the town. Similarly, the town's revision of requirements for connection to public water and sewer in the bulk area and use schedules reflect the current and future growth of the town in both commercial and residential development and work towards protecting groundwater and potable water for the town's residents. Further, the clarification of requirements in site plan and subdivision portions of the code are intended to provide applicants with more detailed and specific information regarding the town's requirements in both site plan and subdivision review. In drafting the amendments to the code, the town board took a hard and detailed look at the potential impacts on public health, safety, welfare, as well as public facilities. The town board utilized information provided by its engineering consultants, special counsel, building department, and zoning and planning board. They held a public hearing and received both written and verbal comment on the law, most of which dealt not with any environmental aspect of adoption of law, but rather dealt with the financial effects the law would have on applicants and developers. Town board sought and obtained approval from the Saratoga County Planning Board, which in its decision commented, quote, the members of the Saratoga County Planning Board had voiced concerns about plan design in which private sanitary septic was utilized when the extension to the existing force main sewer on the site seemed to be the logical provisions. It has been the observation of this board and department over many years that as development, both residential, commercial, and industrial, in any county municipality increases with population growth, the result of analysis of the need for public sewer and water to serve new development and a review of building lot sizes per schedule. We recognize the property tax amendment to be a reflection of the current status of the town of Monroe. End quote. The 2019 comprehensive plan calls for a quote, a revised zoning ordinance that emphasizes a balanced approach to managing future land uses, which will result in proportionate increases in the town population. End quote. The town board took all of this information into account when reviewing part two of this form. Using these resources, the town board carefully analyzed the environmental impacts on the adoption of the zoning amendment. But in enactment of this law, the town shall continually consider and assess all the immediate and future impacts on the well-being of the town of all actions taken with respect to public water and public sewer in relation to the site plan and subdivision process. Based on the extensive environmental review, the town carefully reviewed each and every question in Part 2, finding that the adoption of the zoning amendment will have, quote, no or small impacts, end quote. To the contrary, the adoption of the zoning amendment is beneficial to public health and the environment, and as a result, the town has determined that adoption of Local Law 3 of 2022 shall result in no significant environmental impact. Now we're all set for the resolution. We're ready.
Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau Board is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2022, which, if adopted as proposed, amend the zoning code of the Town of Moreau, including the bulk, area, and use schedules, to clarify procedures related to site plan and subdivision applications and approvals. And whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2022 is in the best interest of the town and is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners, and whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2022 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the Board, and whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law, and whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2022 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and duly conducted on April 26, 2022 at the Town Municipal Complex, and whereas the Board has considered the public comments provided before and those made at the public hearing, including verbal and written comments, and whereas the Saratoga County Planning Board has issued a decision approving local law pursuant to General Municipal Law 239M, and whereas the Board has reviewed the language of the law with specific interest in maintaining the constitutionality of the law, specifically reviewing any current proposed projects or projects in the planning process which have not yet received municipal approval to move forward, to make certain that no portion of the law acts as an unconstitutional taking of any rights of any property owners within the town. And whereas the Board reviewed the language in the 2019 comprehensive plan, which calls for a revised zoning ordinance that emphasizes a balanced approach to managing future land uses, which will result in proportionate increases in the town population, and drafted the law in accordance with the plan's intent. And whereas the Board, serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEACR review, short environmental assessment form, and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts. And whereas, after a thorough review and deliberation, the Board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 3 of 2022. And whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 3 of 2022, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the Board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for the reasons set forth in the Part 3 narrative attached hereto and made part of. And be it further resolved that the Board hereby authorizes the town clerk and attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law and take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Would you like to move that resolution?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
I would just like to repeat a lot of the narrative that I went through all of it. I do want to call out one area in particular that weighs heavy on me through the process. So we had many organizations, besides our engineering group, these are non-biased organizations, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the Department of Health, Saratoga County, all weighing in heavily with the opinion about what environmental impact is. I think that came out of the numbers. I just want to make sure that's well understood that it was, at least for me, we had a decision on Ryan's name.
Any other comments or discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is approved, 4-1 absent. Anything else I want to go along with?
That's good, Supervisor. Don't forget to sign that secret form about both of those. Would be great.
You got it. Next item on the agenda this evening, item 4, is sale of the industrial park lot that we have been working on. And before that sale can take place, we do have an interested buyer as part of a larger project that would like to purchase what has previously been designated as basically a stormwater retention pond in the original
environmental impact statement that was done in 1991 when the park was created. And obviously, stormwater regulations have changed dramatically over the years. After a consultation with town council and our zoning administrator, with the most recent information we have as of today, there's no need for that parcel now to be utilized as for stormwater runoff. And so, if the board is inclined in order to move forward with the sale of that property as part of a greater sale, larger sale, we need to declare that property surplus to do so. So, if the board is still interested in moving forward, I believe the clerk has, deputy clerk has a resolution for us that she can read for discussion. Or actually, no, I'll make it really short.
Okay.
And then I'll provide it.
Thank you.
So, resolution town board town Moreau subject is resolution declaring town property surplus. Reads, whereas the town Moreau owns real property known as tax map parcel number 50.4-4 located within the Moreau Industrial Park in the town of Moreau, and whereas it is no longer necessary for the town to retain the property, now therefore be resolved that the town board hereby finds the property described herein to be surplus property. So if somebody would like to move that for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so any discussion on that? All right, hearing no other discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to approve, 4-1 absent. We didn't have to do anything else with that, Councilor, right?
Nothing else.
All right.
Do you need a copy?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Next item is agenda item 5, Community Center Bingo License. We do this every 6 months. We have a request from the Moreau Community Center for the town board to authorize signature of a form required by the Division of Charitable Gaming. It's the BC-4 form in relation to findings and determination for a bingo license. There are 10 questions. I can go through them. First one is, after investigation and hearing, if required under Section 482 of the General Municipal Law, following findings and determinations have been made. Number one, all the members designated in the application to conduct bingo are of good moral character and have never been convicted of a crime. The volunteers that are listed on this license are the same that we approved previously, by comment from the director of the community center, there's been no change in those statuses, so my recommendation would be to say yes.
I can make a motion for that or second.
I'll go through the whole thing.
Oh,
is it yes?
Yeah,
I'll go. Now, the signature of the person in the investigation will have to be listed,
Yeah, the last been around the company to avoid this.
Right.
Us not knowing who people were, the police they had to move the department.
Right, so that would have to be completed on the form. I'm only passing on the information I have in the community center. Question number two, the applicant is qualified authorized organization that defined in the Bingo Licensing Law, yes. Number three, all members designated in the application to conduct games are bona fide active members of the applicant organization. That is yes. The premises presently owned or occupied by the applicant are in every respect adequate and suitable for conducting bingo games. Bingo games are to be conducted in accordance with the provisions of the bingo licensing law, the rules and regulations of the gaming commission, and local ordinances.
Yes.
The entire net proceeds are to be devoted to exclusively to one or more of the lawful purposes as defined in the bingo licensing law and the rules and regulations of the gaming commission.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a satisfactory proof that no commission, salary, compensation, reward, or compensation will be paid or given to any person for conducting the games or assisting therein, except to the extent authorized by the bingo licensing law and the rules and regulations of the gaming commission.
Yes.
Number eight, there's a satisfactory proof that the type and value of the prizes offered and given will be in accordance with the provisions of the bingo licensing law.
Yes.
Yes.
Number nine, if applicable, the rent to be paid to the authorized single leaser is reasonable and does not exceed that established by the gaming commission. Do I need a resolution authorizing the supervisor or the clerk that signs?
I have a note from Leanne that says you have the original to sign number one after they answer 2 through 10 is what my note says.
I haven't seen the form.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do sign the moral standard in criminal history, they sign it not as affidavit, so I guess it could be the investigating person taking them on that as an interest.
So why am I signing number one?
It's
the
supervisor decides that it's the
authorized officer. So I'm signing to say that
they can hand it over to the police chief, whoever they're going to designate it to do it.
office or
and then I'll sign it. Okay. So that's a resolution?
Yes. Clear as it was.
Yes.
Yes.
So, for the record, the resolution the council member Stewart just offered is one which authorizes the supervisor to sign the VC for planning and determination form for the Division of Charitable Gaming in relation to the Monroe Community Center bingo license upon verification that investigation hadn't been on the requirement of item one of that.
Yes.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I have item six on the agenda, and I have nothing regarding the building department. I have nothing on the building department. Item seven is the recreation department. Got a couple items. First one is a request from the rec leader to again conduct the community trunk or treat event that we held last year at Rock Park. This year is proposed to be on Saturday, October 22nd. I don't know if we need a resolution on that, but the rec leader just wants to make sure the board is in favor of that.
Okay,
absolutely. Yep, we don't need a resolution on that. So it's and this is conducted by the Community Coalition for Family Wellness Prevention Council and the Monroe Community Center. Some other items for the rec department. Our rec leader is looking to rehire a former lifeguard, and as everyone knows, it's been a challenge to find lifeguards for manning pools, playgrounds for pools, and in our case, the river where we have public swimming. And so he's asking, and I recommend that we hire the following person, that he be rehired as a part-time seasonal lifeguard for the Town of Monroe Rec Department for the 2022 season. The individual is also up here at $13.64.
So,
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Could I interrupt?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I believe I just want to know if you have this for under the building department or maybe it's not.
Yeah, so that's not accurate.
Okay. Oh, it's not.
Yeah,
sorry.
In 6 more months we'll bring it back.
Okay.
Thank you. Somebody's got to keep down the phone. The next item is the summer and fall programs. This is for discussion. Regular asked that have been brought up to the board. Southland Falls School District will be using ARPA funds to offer a large number of free camps and clinics on art, music, and sports again this summer at the rec. The goal is to try and offer a few things at the rec park that will not compete with the school. Then in the fall, we would like to continue offering our typical sports programs. So for 2022, budget line for rec programs at the park is currently $10,000. He's outlined his plan for summer and fall, so long as the board is okay with it. And he indicates flyers will be sent home with Southland Falls students beginning at 6:15, and the information will be posted on the town website. First item is the summer basketball camp. It's 4 weeks long, 3 days per week, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., which would run June 22nd through June 29th, July 4th through 6th, July 11th through 13th, and July 18th through 20th. In the case, this camp is for students of grades 1 through 8.
and has been run by Al Bassett and several former South High basketball players since 2019. He's indicated he's received a great deal of feedback, positive feedback from the camp over the past few years, and knows that some families look forward to it each summer. The registration fee will be $4 per week. The estimated attendance is approximately 70 participants over a 4-week period. And the only expense to the town would be the instructor fees, which would be the camp director at $300 per week for a total of $1,200, and two assistants at $150 per week for also $1,200. So the total expense for 4 week camp would be $2,400. I guess we need a motion on that since it exceeds $2,000. So everybody's okay with that?
So
second. Any discussion?
I just feel like every year this comes up with, and Peter and I talked about it, so it's not just kind of surprised I brought it up tonight. It's the breaking even or taking a loss on this camp. I feel that they're very, very close to that number. And we've had instances in the past where we wound up paying more than what we discussed on this night when we passed this. So where other people become a coach and they want to pay it. So I just don't know. The message has to be made clear that we're not paying more than what we have on the resolution tonight.
So yeah, that's customary for all resolutions.
Right.
If you see that we don't pay them out of my office. So if anybody's paid, no,
I might be 100% wrong on that, but I feel like we've got a discussion where they added coaches and then we have to pay them.
Well, this motion is for a camp director and two assistants, not to exceed $2,400.
No, I'll talk to the director and just make sure. Because the exposure, or I was going to grab a similar comment, the exposure is for some reason they don't get the attendance. Right. He needs to really cut back the coaching, because they only expect the revenue is $2,800.
Right.
So that's not part of the resolution. No, we'll talk to them.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-6.
Yes.
And then we've got summer camp. Summer camp, 2-week-long camps offered Monday through Friday, July 25th through 29th. The first one, August 1st through 5th. And this camp is for students in grades K through 6. It was new last year, and indicates it's well attended. It is taught by the rec leader, the help of a college-age staff member. Each day, children are taught about a different nature topic from grades K through 2, attending from 9 to 11 a.m., and grades 2 through 6, attending from 1 to 3 p.m. Registration fee would be $30 per child, group size capped at 25 children per session. Anticipated expenses for the program and craft materials are not expected to exceed $300. So, are you okay with the fees in this camp?
Yeah.
I'll read that motion.
For a motion authorizing the
fees. Well, for establishing the fees, you know, is that to the fees for this year? But we haven't had it in place anywhere else.
Well, we're in the summer camp last year, and we had some fee tied to it.
Who is that?
Don't go that fee.
Well, know. That's what you say. We'll somebody wants to do that.
I'll make a motion operating the regulator to run a summer nature camp of 2 weeks, July 25th to the 29th, August 1st to the 5th. And the registration fee is $30 per child, with expenses not to exceed $800.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 4. Next request is the summer disc golf camp. It will be 4 days of learn to play camp offered Monday through Thursday, July 18th through 21st. Camp for students of grades 3 through 8 would be new for this year. It will be run by a professional disc golf player and a guitar park course designer, James Hume. Also a music teacher at Hudson Falls. There will be 2 time slots each day of grades 3 through 5, depending from 9 to 11 a.m. and grades 6th grade, 10 and 12 at 2 p.m. Registration fees would also be $30 per child. Group size would be capped at 25 per child. Capped at 25 children per session. And the expenses for the program would include an instructor fee of $200 for the week. And beginner distance program material is not expected to exceed $500. So he's looking for authorization for expenditure not to exceed $700 for that purpose. Anyone want to move that?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Same conversation we'll have with him regarding revenues versus expenses, and we need to get back if that's necessary.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Any opposed? Motion carried. Second and last item is flag football. Early September through early November, the Rector Park plans to offer flag football for children grades K through 6 at the bowl. During the fall, the program has been growing steadily over the past several years, and they expect to have over 130 children playing this year. Registration fee is $15 for children in kindergarten, which is a shorter program, $30 per child for grades 1 through 6. In 2022, expenses for this program should now include the following. For participant, coach t-shirts, $1,200. New flag belts, $800. And line paint for the field, $200. So total expenses, it says approximately $2,200. You should have not exceed number in there. So I would say not to exceed $2,200. Anyone with that?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Four. And finally, the fall rec soccer should take place early September through mid to late October. Rec department plans to work with the Empire City Soccer to offer a program for children pre-K through 6th grade during the fall. This program typically has 250 to 300 participants each year. Empire City Soccer has a contract with the town to run this program, and they manage the advertising, registration, and administration of the program, as well as provide participants with t-shirts. The town has no direct expense except line paint to create the fields, which will approximately cost $200 for the season. And it's under the threshold, I don't know why you need a resolution. And we can put it in if you want.
Motion to
approve. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Four. Yes. Supervisor items, I do have a few items to go over real quickly. We have a request from the justices regarding staffing, which I don't have a whole lot of information on, so I'm going to ask that the justices work with the personnel committee to flesh out the request with additional information so the town can talk informed about it, probably at our next board meeting. So pass that on. I have a memo from our stormwater management officer, which is everyone knows more than Murky's. She did a memo to the town board. I think everyone has a copy of it in relation to MS4 signatory authorization. She says that DEC is requiring that each municipality have a duly authorized representative for a speedies system or permit, which is a state pollutant discharge elimination system. And the authorized representative of the only signature DEC will accept on all MS4 reports moving forward. So she's asking the board to make the appropriate designation so that she may continue signing all the required forms for our stormwater management program. So if you would like her to continue in that capacity, my recommendation would be to offer a resolution authorizing our town stormwater management officer to continue signing our MS4 reports.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Four. Well. And I'm very pleased to report that the closing has occurred with the sale of the Old Town Hall. Kudos to our council on that. Malcolm will arrange a point on that. Almost just over a year to the day, I think.
I don't remember any closing with more issues ever. 4 years.
So we have been paid, commission has been paid, and very good news for the town of Monroe that property is now going to be on tax rolls, both in the village as well as town of Monroe. And total sale was $159,000 gross. Also pleased to report that the town of Monroe has received certification from the New York State Tax Department that once again our peak rate is at 100%, which is fabulous because many things are tied to our equalization rate, which includes the sales tax formula, which determines how much revenue comes back to the town for our share from county sales tax. It also impacts exemptions or property tax exemptions. So it's critical to keep it at that 100%. Interestingly, we are one of four towns in the county that are currently at 100%. So kudos to our assessor and her department. Obviously, she's working hard to make sure that happens. So appreciate the good work on that. I mentioned earlier in the meeting, a bit up front, in relation to out-of-district users for sewer. I have a letter from the town engineer in relation to outside district sewer connections. He's got some recommendations in there. I'm going to share that. I just got the letter here. And share that letter with the town board, and I hope to take it up at the next board meeting so that we have that policy in place. So anybody, after reading the recommendations of the engineer, have any comments, suggestions, let me know. We'll work through them and hopefully get that in the agenda for the next board meeting. And in my office is maintaining a list of everyone who would like to included in the as an out-of-district user. It's up to 13 right now. And whenever we get that, we'll provide it to an engineer. It's only time for supervisor payments. Committee reports. You want to go?
Sure.
Councilmember Van Pass.
I'll be quick.
Keeping it brief.
Reluctantly, I didn't want to talk about it. It's been a tough challenge, but I will give it a brief update. Writing tomorrow, we'll have a written summary for where we're at in the interviewing process for building a coordinator and clerk. Hopefully, we'll have five people to bring in for a final. We actually have three recently came in the last couple of days, but promising. But I've been through them all today and all aligned with Councilman Newton, and we'll finish up the phone interviews. It's been a challenge to what's happened. I know your office has been going through a lot of pain on that. I know water bill is coming, so bear with us as we bear with you.
That's awesome, and my office would certainly welcome any assistance moving forward in that regard.
One more quick item. Sure. Had a second meeting today with New York State Parks as well as Jason from the county regarding the Big Bend recreation access plan that they have going and joining where our project is going. So they asked to take away from that was for them to pick a couple of dates, like Sheriff Councilman Stewart can go out and take a look at where our what was phase three our plan might connect with theirs and entice them enough that maybe the county and our state is willing to put some money together to flatten in a way that
move one of our phases forward. So that includes the connection of the horse trails too. So we'll get it out there with the council's
approval. I'm only commenting on that.
I told him that. He said he knew a guy.
He knew a guy. Anything else?
No, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. Council member.
I've been in contact with Kevin Harris from the Land Solutions on some similar ideas of landfill, or the old landfill, excuse me. He's looking to, actually just email address, it's sitting here, meeting with your office, doing a phone conference. Obviously, last week I had stuff right there, so I will work with your office to come up with something for later this week or next.
Great. I'm happy to do that. And, we have had others over the past couple of years with keen interest, and they're still interested as well. So we'll be here early. Anything else?
I think we can cover most of our stuff. Probably the edge of tonight.
Not much, but I'm going to the ground side. Working with Pete down at Rack and Building the Grounds. He's got some groups coming up with irrigation and things up here. Kind of we talked about at one point, so he's working on that to provide something for us here.
That's awesome. I'd love to, we did the tree plant and then the irrigation up there, so that grass around and it's green.
Right.
Good. Anything else?
No.
I'll note the one thing we have to put some time into. It sounds like the community garden is taken right off. All 12 beds are spoken for with the waiting list.
Wow.
Which was. Yeah, so I think we don't need to grow into it.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you. I do not need an executive session tonight. Do you need one, Counselor? Are you good? You don't need an executive session? So that takes us to other business. I don't have any other business this evening. So agenda item 12 is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public that wishes to be heard, you have 3 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening, members of the board. Mr. Grassi, we have on behalf of applicant Ty Hall and applications coming for the board. We're here, we're surprised we weren't on the agenda. We have everything set at this point. As this board brought up for call, we have an application for a PUD who submitted in August 2021 during the process for that PUD request. We discovered that some of the zoning didn't match up, that PUD is allowed in R1 district and the commercial zone doesn't go to the bigger parcel. So in December, we submitted an application for a map amendment. Since then, we've gone to the planning board, got the recommendation back. I've been told in May that we weren't on the agenda. This board actually had the meeting in May, but we weren't on the agenda as a result of council planning board referral. I contacted my Valentine's that he did send that here in February. So I made sure to send that to Rob Bittner, assuming we were going to get an agenda tonight. So asking either to be added to the agenda tonight, which I doubt for that will occur, but I'll ask respectfully anyway. Otherwise, seeking updates as far as when we might expect some action. We had obviously a public hearing 2 months ago, and this board also has been accepted the agency. So I think we're all set for action.
Yes, no, thank you. And we appreciate your patience. As you know, we have been working diligently to get ahead of the moratorium we had and finally got to that point. That it has required a lot of effort. Now that's behind us, we're moving forward. So I would expect, I'll talk with council, I expect it will probably be on next agenda. You are right, we were told that we had heard back from the county, and I did receive the same email that we actually did hear from the county planning department, so we were all set. So I think we have everything that we need now. So, I would anticipate next agenda.
Great. We look forward to it. And then obviously, we actually then go back to planning board for recommendation on the actual PUD and then we'll move back here.
Okay.
Have a good morning.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, the next event would be the...
So in the 4th week in June, so that would be 14 days from today, which is 20 days.
Excellent. Thank you all.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard? If not, then